This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and I am at the headquarters of Zynga here in San Francisco. Well, you might not recognize the name Zynga, but you probably have heard of Words with Friends, Farmville, maybe Zynga Poker. Well, this is the place where they think these things up. We're not going to play games, but we're going to talk with some folks who help students in the San Francisco Unified School District learn how those games are made and also look at planning careers. And maybe someday they'll be sitting here at Zynga. So joining me are Angie Spring Hoffman, who is a Game Design Academy teacher, and Erin Bado Felter, and she's got a longer title. She's the Director of Employee and Community Impact at Zynga.org. So, Angie, a Game Design Academy teacher, that's an unusual profession.
Most definitely, and I'm pretty sure it didn't exist before maybe this year.
So, what do you do? There's a program that the San Francisco School District has with Zynga at a couple of high schools, but what do you do?
I work in concert with Zynga.org with the mission to inspire more kids to get into tech. So it's a two-year academy for 11th and 12th graders at Balboa High School and Thurgood Marshall Academic High School. And we teach kids to make games. And maybe some people think that's brainless or, a waste of your time. I'm here with the opinion that that's different. Games are their world. It's the technology generation. This is how they interact with each other. If I can get them interested in technology and computer science through a video game because that part is fun, we have all won.
So, Erin, you are in charge of community impact. So what kind of impact do you want to make?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of employees at this company who have great skills and talents in making games, but who really are passionate about getting involved and using those skills for good. In particular, in San Francisco, where we're headquartered and where we are increasingly involved in education and opportunities and programs like the Game Design Academies, we believe very strongly as a tech company here in San Francisco that we have something to give and have some people who want to give back. And so our job at Zynga.org is to enable that. And so we've been partnering with SFUSD for 2 years now on these Game Design Academies. And for us, it's just an amazing way to take what we know and what we do and what our expertise is and our people, which are really, our most important assets, and give that to the community and give that to students here in the city to say, hey, you can be a part of this tech boom as well, and we're going to show you how through games.
So the kids who are starting out to be part of this tech boom, they're in the 11th and 12th grade at two high schools here in San Francisco, and they do what? I mean, do they just go in and take out a computer and play for a couple of hours? Is that what it is, or is it some sort of a little bit more important?
Not at all, actually, to some of the kids' dismay. We start making, in the 11th grade, 2D games. To give you guys a reference for a 2D game, think of, say, Super Mario Brothers.
So 2D as opposed to 3D.
Yes. So very early on, I teach the kids JavaScript, just how to make shapes and then how to make those shapes move. By the middle of fall semester, they have made Pong, and they have gone through trigonometry and
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things that I have to confess, I have played some games, and I have played way too many hours of games. And for example, that game where you throw things, Angry Birds. Well, I've always been totally stumped about how to do it. And then you figure out it has to do with angles, it has to do with force. Well, that's more than just innate ability. There's science behind it, isn't it?
Absolutely. Not only the science behind making that game and making it work perfectly and right with real gravity, real drag and friction, to create that same experience for the player, where the player feels like they need to get the angle right in order to win the level.
So what you're doing is you're teaching kids, although it might be games in their minds, you're teaching them physics and trigonometry, maybe a little bit of history. What else?
I think there's art, a lot of art involved in games. Just think about the use of light and color to change the mood of a game. Soft, happy pastels, you might think of something fluffy and kiddy. You go dark with eerie music. That's psychology.
So there is a lot of stuff, and in the world of education, they call it STEM. And maybe they even call it STEAM. But what you're doing is actually bringing those kinds of things to life in a classroom in a real way. And so let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, Looking at Education on KALW, and I am at Zynga with Angie Spring Hoffman, who is a Game Design Academy teacher, and Erin Baudo Felter, who is the Director of Employee and Community Impact. So, Erin, we talked a little bit about the technical part of games, but there's also the sort of professional career part of games.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, games are an amazing way to sort of bring together folks who do really different things, technical people, engineers, programmers, and then also artists and creative folks, people thinking about game design, people thinking about art, and then business people. Games make money. They certainly make money for Zynga and companies like us. And so there are a lot of folks here who think about sort of how to make our games make money and how to make them the most engaging and fun for our players. And so, you know, what we do in partnership with the Game Design Academies is bring all of those professionals into the classroom and give our students exposure to them so that they can understand games aren't just, you know, art. They're not just game design. Maybe they're not just programming, although all of those things are key components to the program. But really, there's just a vast array of careers you can have in a company like Zynga and in tech in general. And so we really want to bring that in and expose the students to that, to open their eyes to possibilities in tech and in their careers.
So this is really part of the career technical education component that the state has been moving to. So instead of having education as sort of an abstract idea, it's actually giving kids hands-on experience of finding something that they like, or if there hasn't been something they like, discovering something that they like, engaging them. And what kind of games have been created?
Well, my 11th graders have created, of course, Pong, a recreation of Super Mario Brothers. We've done Simon. We've done an Etch-a-Sketch. We did a long jump game. And the senior year, we work in Unity to make 3D games. And the creativity is all theirs. Within limits, it has to be T for teen, but it's all their imagination on the run. But the junior year, I give them a series of several projects in order to make sure they know how to do an array or a loop, stuff like that.
Well, one of the things you might be hearing or you might not be hearing is that you don't hear any voices of guys on this interview. And I know one of the reasons that both of you are involved in that is because there has been a shortage of women role models and women in tech. And I understand that's an important issue for you.
Most definitely. I found out through code.org that 9 out of 10 public schools in California don't teach computer science at all. And having been in the game industry for 10 years, it really is kind of a lonely spot to be one of maybe 5 women or 2 women at a company. And the more women we can get into games and into technology, I think we'll see a big difference. Maybe we'll see less shooters. Maybe we'll see female characters with better armor choices.
Well, I think you've hit upon something because sometimes we just think of games as these mindless things like shooters. But there also are games that really have substance where kids learn things.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, here at Zynga.org, we actually, you know, another program of ours is working with scientists and neuroscientists at UCSF on games for cognitive health. So there's a lot of research out there, and there's a lot of people working on this and looking at really smart ways to leverage games, which are engaging, which are fun, which people want to play, to actually better their lives.
So I really want to thank both Angie and Erin for joining me, talking about the games, talking about Zynga, and most important, talking about this 2-year program at 2 schools in San Francisco where kids actually can use games to think about their future. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.